Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read that Jesus was approached by a royal official who begged him to cure his son. Think of who this man was, a royal official in Galilee. That was the court of Herod, where John the Baptist had been beheaded. This was a powerful person, someone used to being feared and obeyed. But in this case, the roles were reversed. He was the one coming before Jesus, asking to be heard. Notice how he struggled to believe. He verified the time of the healing, because in his world, people didn't trust each other. Everything needed to be fact-checked. That's why Jesus was patient with him and healed his son, even when the man's faith was not perfect. The Lord saw his effort to grow in faith. At the same time, Jesus did challenge him. He said to him, "Unless you see signs, you don't believe." Why did he say this? Not out of meanness. There is no meanness in Christ. Rather, it's because he knows that when our faith is imperfect, it needs to be challenged to grow. If our faith is so thin that it breaks when mildly challenged, then that faith won't sustain us through thick and thin. It won't be stable ground on which we can build our life. And Jesus knew that this man would need that. See what happened afterwards. He and his whole household came to believe. That was a remarkable change. It's more than just changing your answer to the question of who Jesus is from unsure to prophet. No, it's more than that. It means no longer living for career success, no longer having your life's value depend on what King Herod says about you. It means changing the lifestyle of your household, treating people in a different way. I'm sure that conversion brought a lot of dilemmas for this official. At the same time, he experienced a peace like he never felt before. Maybe you can spend this meditation imagining what it must have been like for an official of King Herod to go from being indifferent to religion to becoming a disciple of Jesus. What changed in him? What was the inner process of coming to faith like? How did he see his own life before and after? How do you imagine his daily life being different? And how does this resonate with you? Why does Jesus want you to reflect on this today?